New York's Attorney General has ordered the daily fantasy sports companies DraftKings and FanDuel to stop accepting bets in the state, saying their operations amount to illegal gambling. In letters sent to the companies, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says his office had concluded that the daily contests promoted like a lottery are essentially games of chance, not skill. In the NBA, New York beat Toronto 111-109, Boston topped Milwaukee 99-83. In the NHL, the Rangers blanked Carolina 3-0, Colorado shut out Philadelphia 4-0, St. Louis won against New Jersey 2-0, Buffalo bested Tampa Bay 4-1, and the Islanders doubled up San Jose 4-2. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck will miss 2 to 6 weeks with a lacerated kidney and a partial tear of an abdominal muscle. The New York Jets have signed former Houston Texans kicker Randy Bullock to replace Nick Folk, who was placed on the season-ending injured reserve list. University of Massachusetts Athletics will honor 2015 Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame inductee and former Minutemen head coach John Calipari with two events in December. Meanwhile, Notre Dame has moved up into the top four of the second college football playoff selection committee rankings of the season. Clemson claimed number one, with Alabama moving up two spots to number two. Ohio State staying at number three, and the Fighting Irish up a spot to number four. Connecticut's Breanna Stewart is a unanimous choice to the Associated Press preseason All-America women's basketball team for the second time. Catcher and World Series MVP Salvador Perez, first baseman Eric Hosmer, and shortstop Elcides Escobar topped the American League's Gold Glove winners. Two members of the St. Louis Cardinals, catcher Yadier Molina and outfielder Jason Hayward, lead the NL All-Defensive Team. It's Molina's eighth Gold Glove.